taking it back to Rosie on the House. You know, it's our goal and our mission every Saturday morning to do everything we can to become your best friend. If you own a home or want to own a home in the great state of Arizona, we hope we become your best friend. Whatever you want to get done around your house, home, castle, or cabin, whether it's your garden, your landscaping, your foundations, your stucco, your painting, your cabinets, your appliances, your rooftop, your air conditioning, your insulation, your electrical, your plumbing, we want you to start at RosieOnTheHouse.com. We've been building and remodeling here in the great state of Arizona since about 1970. We landed here in 1965. We've built in Ehrenberg. We've built in Flagstaff. We've built in Page. We've built in Nutrioso. We've built in all over Phoenix, many, many locations in Tucson. If you want something done in, about, and around your house, we know someone in your neighborhood. It's the Rosie on the House referral directory that you can find at RosieOnTheHouse.com. We're very humbled and honored to tell you that it is the unprecedented seven years in a row, the number one contractor referral directory in the entire state of Arizona. We outperform national and local and regional referral directories. We're the tightest screen referral directory you can find. We do that to earn the right of becoming your best friend. We broadcast on 6 radio stations over 9 towers. We're in several state newspapers all across Arizona. In today's paper, Arizona Highways, Arizona Republic, in the home section, there is an article in there on cost versus value, where I kind of roll back in my memory bank what kitchen remodeling was like back in 1987 when I started my company. And Don Ryden, you were in practice back then. We talk a lot about, you know, we used to quote prices of kitchen remodels of, you know, we could probably remodel your kitchen for $150, $180 a square foot.
Yeah, but you were putting in, you know, charcoal braziers and pump wells and things like that.
In the best homes, we were putting in $3,500 worth of appliances. That was the cooktop, the range, the disposer, the trash compactor, and the refrigerator. I mean, you spent more than $3,500 on a side-by-side refrigerator freezer today.
Truly.
We're telling people when they consider kitchen remodeling today, they need to be thinking something in the neighborhood of $600 to $800 a square foot.
Ouch.
Just tape off your kitchen in square foot dimensions with masking tape and just stack $800 bills in each one, and you'll be getting close. I tell people all the time, look, when we're looking at a kitchen remodel, the first thing we have to look at is what are we going to spend on cabinets? And many times I'll meet homeowners and their budget will be what I know they're going to spend on cabinets. I'll meet them, I'll go to their house, their budget will be $25,000. And I'll say, we can do that, but when we go cabinet shopping, we're going to have to limit our cabinet purchase to about $6,000 to $8,000. It can only be a third to a fourth of the total price. And invariably, they go cabinet shopping, and they come back, and it's a $25,000 cabinet package. It's got the glass upper cabinets, the lighting both under the cabinets and in the cabinets. It's got the plate rails. It's got the accessory drawers. It's the soft close, soft open, everything. And so it's something I've got to fight with all the time. It really goes to supply side economics. We're inventing things. There are bathrooms now that you can walk in. We saw this in the Las Vegas Builder Show. You walk in the bathroom, the floor takes your blood pressure, your temperature, and your weight. The mirror above your vanity gives you the traffic conditions between wherever you are and the location you're going to depart at whatever time you're going to depart. It gives you the weather, and it gives you the stock report all in the mirror while you're brushing your teeth.
Crazy.
That stresses me out just thinking about it.
I don't want my bathroom taking my blood pressure, right?
Yeah.
We're only going to take that in very limited times, like right after the mid-afternoon nap. That's when I want to take my blood pressure. So supply-side economics. We just returned from the International Builders Show in Las Vegas, and we were absolutely blown away with where technology is going. I have a personal friend who owns a remodeling company up in Deer Valley. And they're building a $15 million third home for someone who lives in New York City. They stopped construction of the home at Rough End, Don, because the electrical and the security system and the home entertainment system specs were 17 months old. And the homeowner stopped construction and said, we're bringing all those specs up to today's standard before we do one more thing.
Oh, my. That's amazing.
Only I can think of that kind of money.
No, that's the difference here in America between want and need.
I mean, that's how fast technology is progressing. It's absolutely incredible. So y'all take a look at the article if you're contemplating remodeling. It kind of compares the remodeling of 1987 when we started our remodeling company to today. And it's just as much fun, a whole lot more fun. We're wrapping up here from the Capitol Mall. I want to thank Dr. Jack August for being here and sharing all these great stories about Arizona history and water and the legislators and the history makers.
Yeah, it was really a lot of fun. I want you to get everyone to come down and visit our store. There's some great stuff, and we're expanding, and I can't wait to see you down here.
We're going to do it again. Don Ryden, thanks for joining us. We always appreciate you being on the show.
It's an honor and a pleasure.
Mrs. Kim Crawford, thank you very much.
Thank you, Rosie. Have a great day.
All right, folks, it's Rosie on the house. And again, I don't want you to get scared because we're signing off. You can always find us at rosieonthehouse.com. If you've been entertained, educated, uplifted, or encouraged in this broadcast, we would only ask you to do us one favor. Pay it forward.
I think to myself, what a wonderful world.